Good afternoon, Rise members. Today, I want to explore some of the roles we tend to play in relationships so that you can get a clear view of where some of the challenges have come from in your past or current relationship dynamics. So listen to the three archetypes I talk about here and feel into which one you identify with most, who you have been in previous relationships or are in current relationships. And you will very likely be a blend of more than one. Or you may find that you play a particular role depending on a particular situation. So let's explore what these archetypes are. The first archetype is the independent. So this feminine archetype is one that will tend to prioritize work over love most of the time. She will tend to struggle to feel supported. Now, she has also lived through past hurts or challenges in relationships that have made her armor up around the heart. She will occasionally find herself clamming up when it comes to intimacy and feeling disconnected from her sensuality. Now, this archetype will tend to attract more passive type of men. Men who have trouble stepping into leading in the relationship or who are waiting for their partner to do the hard stuff. I'm positive some of you in here identify with this as well as the next one. The next archetype is the mother. This feminine archetype has typically overgiven and overfunctions in relationships. So she will tend to prioritize other people's needs over her own. And she feels like she attracts relationships with men who act like children. And if she doesn't tell them what to do or how to do it, it doesn't really get done to her standards. The trick here is that it feels like care, but it's actually a form of control, which is essentially what overfunctioning is, right? So men will quickly settle into the child in this dynamic. Now, in both of these cases, or if we have discovered that we tend to carry a little bit of both of these, it can result in being hard to let someone in, truly. There's like a lack of trust. And the teaching here is really slowing down the pace of the relationship and learning to feel safe to completely soften and open. The third archetype is the innocent. So this feminine archetype tends to dim her light and mold herself to be palatable for the men that she dates. She's often wondering if she's good enough, if she's what he wants or needs. She will tend towards people-pleasing, feeling the need to reciprocate, for example, if she receives any form of attention. And the result of this is that she easily becomes codependent. The men she attracts will tend to be more on the controlling side, possibly toxic or even abusive relationships. So the goal of this prompt is not just to rain down on your parade or be negative. It's actually to become aware of where you can tend to naturally slip into one of these archetypes. We all have them. And to use this as an opportunity to recognize when this starts to happen so that you can switch gears and start moving into your desired identity. Because the truth is that when we settle into one of these roles, we can actually activate or trigger the part that we don't want in men, right? So this is an opportunity to start to notice like, I'm stepping into my mother right now. Let me just pull that back a second because that's not who I choose to be. That's not the archetype that I want to hold or the identity that I want to hold in relationship. So let this information settle in your body for the next couple of days. And in the next prompt, I'm going to be sharing the archetype style that calls in as well as calls up the version of men that rise for you again and again.